Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in the operations area. The official clock, 7 a.m. Eastern. Time for an update on Hurricane Dorian. 80 miles south-southeast of Charleston. You can see that the center still right offshore, but look at the battering rain bands coming in through all through South Carolina, North Carolina. Some of these have a potential to produce tornadoes as well, and that's one of the threats that we can have from these tropical systems. Moving north at 10 miles an hour, 957 millibars, very strong system continuing. But here's the forecast with time. And you can see the wind field. We talk about not just being the center. We've got that wind field of tropical storm force wind stretching out and reaching the coast, especially in those rain bands where you can see some really strong gusts of wind. Hurricane force winds stretching around the center as well, but look how close we are to the coast. As we move close to the coast, that's why we have this hurricane warning for South Carolina, North Carolina, through the Outer Banks. Tropical storm warnings on each end of that. So strong winds, and you're going to have significant impacts associated with the winds. And also I'll talk about the storm surge and the rain. Let's look at the timing. This is this morning, 2 a.m. Friday, and by Friday afternoon, leaving the Outer Banks and starting to get back out into the Atlantic. Let's look at some of those impacts. One of them is just dangerous flash flooding. This is the potential for flash flooding from the Weather Prediction Center. This area in pink is high risk. That's the highest risk that we issue. There's a large chance of flash flooding in this area, so you have to be careful. This is through the coastal and inland North Carolina through South Carolina. And let's look at some of those totals. It's a high risk because of this. We can have 10 to 15 inches of rain in some of these areas in red. That's South Carolina and North Carolina. That is significant potential for flash flooding in the streets and rivers and creeks. And then even inland, stretching well inland, 6 to 10 inches of rain through the Carolinas. So very dangerous situation, and not just the rain, also the storm surge. That's the leading cause of fatalities in these tropical systems. And we've got storm surge warnings up the coast from South Carolina, North Carolina, and even up into a portion of Virginia as well. Look at some of these values, 4 to 7 feet around the Charleston area, moving northward, 5 to 8 as we start getting closer to the border with North Carolina. But look around here. This is all around North Carolina, 4 to 6 feet, and notice how far it could go inland. So something we have to remember as we go through this event, we've been talking about the last couple days, some of that water gets in there early around that onshore flow, stretching well away from the center. Remember that large area of tropical storm force winds pushes that water in. But very important, sometimes you have to wait for it as the hurricane continues to move, even on the other side. This could be 8 hours, 10 hours later, you can still get the storm surge on the sound side. It comes late and it comes fast. This has been Ken Graham with the latest update, Hurricane Dorian, from the National Hurricane Center.